Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I've been working through a problem in my life that has led me to some epiphanies that I really want to share with you guys. The challenge that I have, and it's a long story. I hope you can make it through the whole show to hear the end of it and how I finally fixed it. But the whole story starts way back when I had cancer. And I decided that because I didn't have much time left and I had money that I need to spend, do something, I decided I was going to start collecting model trains and put together a model train set. And it started over at my other house. And started by putting out something under the Christmas tree. We had a big, giant living room with nothing in it but the Christmas tree. So I thought, you know what, let's just set the train set up out here. And we did. And then I went crazy. I started buying more and more track and setting it up all over the whole house. Then I started buying additional trains. And pretty soon I had a whole office filled with boxes of trains, some of which I'd never opened, didn't even know what all was in there. And, you know, because I was, you know, going through the thing of going through cancer and everything, I didn't really think anything of it, thinking, who cares? It's just life has no relevance at this point. If I'm going to be dead here in a couple of days, years, weeks, whatever it's going to be, I don't know. And so I didn't really pay attention. But then all of a sudden, when I came out of the other side of that thing and we decided we were going to move into a large home, I wanted a home where I could literally set up a train set and keep it set up all the time. So we looked for a garage or a large set of garages, and we ended up with a 20-car garage. Actually, when we were looking at houses, we were looking at preference houses, eight-car garage or larger. It had to be a larger than eight-car garage, or we couldn't do what we wanted to do, or what I wanted to do, put it that way. And so we found this house, and I started building this train set, this layout. And interestingly enough, I bought more and more and more stuff. But then I figured out in the middle of this process that I had collected four different kinds of railroad equipment. There was cheap toy-like stuff. Then there was, you know, miniaturized scale stuff. It's just slightly smaller so that you could put the track, have, you know, tighter curves in the track. Then there was scale. And then there was premier scale, which was just super high-quality stuff that, you know, looked almost real, sounded real. Smoke, sounds, everything just was unbelievable. And then I had to sit down with myself and go, you know what? I've got all this stuff. I don't want it. This doesn't look good mixed together. You got to pick a scale. What do you want to do? And so I decided to go with the premier stuff because, you know, it really looks neat. And so I had to sell back all this stuff. I got on eBay and sold all this stuff back. But while I was on eBay selling all this stuff, I saw all these other neat things I wanted. So I bought all this stuff. Now, the point I'm getting to, guys, is, how many of you out there are living your life just willy-nilly like that? You have no real plan. You know, you said, I think I'm going to go to school. That's like me saying, I think I'm going to have a train layout. So you go to school and you build this layout and you take courses. And when you get done with the course, you get to the end, you go, "That I didn't even like what I studied. That isn't going to be my life." And I look at this model that I'm trying to model. I go, "That this isn't right." So I sold all that stuff back and I bought all the right stuff. Now I'm in the right scale and the right gauge. Now I start building this track. And I built an incredible track, except I didn't know anything about building tracks. And so when I got to the point where the limitation to the way I was doing it was starting to show, to the point where I could see that it was futile to continue, Because if I continued doing what I was doing, I was going to continue getting what I was getting, and it wasn't going to be the result I wanted. So I just quit. How many of you started out on projects like, I'm going to get rich, and then you go to Dave Del Dotto, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boone, Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carl Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump. Doesn't matter which course you went to. Lifestyles Unlimited. And you had this idea, I'm just going to go buy this rent house. And it doesn't work. Because the foundation that you started with was wrong. The property that you bought was wrong. The way you managed it was wrong. The whole system was wrong because you didn't have the right map, the right plan. And so you just quit. I don't know how many times in my seminar in the last 27 years people come and say, you don't remember me, but I was here 2 years ago. You don't remember me, I was here 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I started this, I bought a couple of rent houses, I walked away. I just didn't do it anymore because you did it wrong. The people that did it right two years later are rich. A lot of people just want to do it themselves. And that's what I wanted with this training layout. I just wanted to do it myself. I wanted to build it. I wanted it to be mine. And a lot of people want to build their lives and build their wealth their own way. But their way doesn't work. It makes no sense at all. Yet, they can't see that when they start out down that road. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, sometimes, sadly, 30 years later, they figure it out and go, there was a flaw in the plan from the very beginning. So you know what I had to do? Is I had to send all that stuff back. I had to take all my track back off. I had put the wrong kind of track down. Didn't look realistic. Now I have the very realistic trains. I don't have realistic track. And I even went so far, guys, as to go up and meet the guy that builds the best train layouts in the country. Top guy. He built Warren Buffett's train layout for him when Warren Buffett bought BNSF trains. And he built this layout to commemorate, whatever it's called, memorialize the fact that he bought the BNSF trains. And I met with this guy, and he eventually came down to my house and looked at my layout. And we had put together this, you know, great plan. I was going to have him go ahead and finish it for me. So I said, man, I just did it so wrong. I'm frustrated, you know. And when we did that, he came up with a price tag to do that. And I go, oh, man, that's just too much. I mean, I could buy two Ferraris for that. I said, that's just way too much money for a toy that I probably won't use very much out in the garage. And so I said, I'm sorry, man. I really hate to waste your time, but I'm just not going to do it. And I put it off. And that's like so many people. I always have people fill out a questionnaire for me after they take the 2 days and say, are you going to go ahead and buy an apartment complex, or are you going to go ahead and buy, you know, 10 houses? What are you going to do? Are you going to step up to the next level where you get a mentor to help you do it right? And people say, nah, it's just too much money. Too much money for what? It's too much money to get rich. See, everything in their life they've ever done, they got no result from. So if it costs more than they're comfortable with, it's not worth it. They can't rationalize because everything their parents told them to do didn't work. Everything their professors at college told them to do didn't work. Nothing that their financial planner does works. Nothing their accountant tells them to do works. They have no results. So they can't quantitate the value of results. And so they just turn around. I had the same thing. I mean, I had no results with trains. You know, I had tried and failed, and go, man, spend that much money? Is it really even worth it? I don't even know what the resulting joy will be out of it. Just like you don't know what the resulting joy of being rich would be like because you've never done it. You have no idea what it's like to get up every day and know you have enough money to live the rest of your life and that you can even squander on your kids, your grandkids, your friends. It doesn't matter. You have more than enough to give away even. What kind of a feeling is it? I know you don't have it because you don't live that way. You are living Dave Ramsey, beans and rice, beans and rice, beans and rice, second job. Get a cheap car. You're living the Dave Ramsey dream of being broke. By the way, when you're in the hole and you pay off everything and you get right back up to where you're not in the hole, guess what you are? You're broke. So what happens is I put it down. I didn't do it for a while. Then last year, sold a bunch of real estate, made a ton of money. I said, you know what? Even though I thought that was a lot, it's nothing compared to how much money I made this year. It's not even scratch. I'm going to go ahead and do this thing. It's one of those things in my life I'm going to finish up. I'm going to finish this project. And I called the guy back up and I said, look, you still got all my bids? You still got all the drawings? And he says, let me look and I'll check. And his wife called me back and said, yeah, we've got all your stuff. I said, look, sign me up, man. I'm going to do this thing. And so she signed up the agreement for the construction, and it said it was going to take 8 months. And all of a sudden, I got apprehensive again. I go, 8 months? I go, I'm paying for something right now, and I'm not going to see the result for 8 months. And you know, folks, I right then and there realized why people don't want to be rich, because they don't want to wait 8 months to be rich. 8 months is too much to get something you want when you want it. And so you just don't even start the process. Now, that's ridiculous, isn't it? But that was the way I felt. I felt just like you feel about getting rich. 8 months? A year? Oh, my gosh. That's like a diet. I couldn't stand it that long. And so, you know, I was all weirded out again. But what really weirded me out is what I'm going to cover when we get back from the break is the fact that he asked me a bunch of questions like, what railroad do you want to be? Who are you? Where are you going to be? What part of the country, what era, what year is this thing going to be? What are we modeling? What do you want it to look like? What do you want in it? And who are you going to share with? And you know, I couldn't answer any of those questions. And that, my friends, is the real problem. If I ask you the same thing, you couldn't answer those questions either. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
For over 27 years, Lifestyles Unlimited members have had exclusive access to tools that have made them multimillionaire real estate investors. Now one of those tools, Lifestyles Discovery, is available to you. Attend the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, to discover the tool the pros use to make profitable real estate investments. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up today. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about, do you have a plan for your life? Or are you a wandering generality? And I'm using the example of me trying to figure out how to build this railroad that I wanted to build, this model railroad, and making every mistake that I possibly could make and continuing to make the mistakes to the point where I finally gave up again. Time and time and time again, I gave up on this project because I just didn't have the plan. So I left at the last segment where this guy was, you know, I agreed to sign this contract and have this guy build this thing for me. And then he told me it was going to take 8 months. And I didn't like that. And that was about ready to make me quit because I didn't want to take, couldn't wait for that instantaneous gratification I wanted. I thought by him building it would at least get done. And then he started talking to me about how there was a planning phase that was 3 or 4 months long. And I go, what? What do you mean a planning phase? And he says, yeah, you have to tell me who you want your railroad to be. And you have to tell me where this railroad's going to be set at. What are you modeling? What part of the country are you modeling? Desert, mountain, city, what? What do you want it to look like? What do you want in it? Do you have specific scenes that you want to occur? And what are those scenes that you want? How much are you willing to spend? You know, how elaborate do you want it? And who are you going to be using it with? Who are you going to share this with? And man, when you ask these questions, it's, I knew right then I had no idea to the answer to any of them. And yet, as I fumbled around with this, I started thinking, you know, this is exactly like me consulting someone about becoming wealthy. It's an amazingly similar thing. You're sitting out there right now, and you're listening to this thinking, yeah, I think I want to be rich. Just like I'm thinking, yeah, I want to have a railroad layout. But you have no more specific information than that at all. You know, who do you want to be? Have you ever just sat down and thought about who you want to be? Who do you want to model your life after? I don't want to be like Donald Trump. I would hate to be that person. I mean, I don't like the way he acts. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he treats people. Right? There's lots of other people I don't like. You know, I don't care how rich they are. They're not likable people. I wouldn't like myself like that. But then there's J.J. Watt. And I go, whoa. Would I love to model that lifestyle? Everybody likes you. You're a small or a large town and national hero. You're a super athlete, physically fit, great body, friendly guy. Who cares? Wow. I just picked a model. I want to model that kind of image. Now, I know I can't be 27 years old all over again, but I can characterize the type of person I want to be, what I want to look like, how I want to carry myself, the way I want to carry about other people. Have you ever thought about that? Who do you want to be? Or are you just a conglomerate of leftover personal events in your life that just shaped you into some mishmash of whatever it is you are that has no real meaning for being alive? It's just, it's amazing people don't have any plan for themselves at all. It goes on and says, where do you want to live? Do you know when I was a kid, I was in college, I decided I wanted to get out and get rich. So I researched the 5 fastest growing cities in the country, and I made it a plan to go visit and spend at least a month in each one of them, or at least a week in each one of them, and decide which one I really wanted to spend the rest of my life in. Because I knew if I was going to build a business, you were going to have to pick some place to ground yourself and to be known and to get known. And so I picked 5 fastest growing cities. I ended up in Houston because I ran out of money before I got to the last 2. It's okay, because I was right. This city made me rich. It's an incredible city for money. So I picked where I want to live. Many of you live at the same place you were born. I'm so glad I don't live where I was born. That's Ferguson. Man, Ferguson, Missouri, right next to St. Louis, the home of the riot. I'm glad I didn't end up where my parents ended up with a job up in Madison, Wisconsin. That's an insane liberal location that has nothing but liberals that live there. Man, I'm so glad I picked a place to live. Have you? Or are you just living the leftover result of somebody else's choices somewhere along the way? We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
That every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money 5 ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the 5 ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about having a planned life as opposed to having an unplanned life. And I'm telling a story about how frustrating it is for me that I've gone through 4 or 5 years of wanting to build a training layout and just every time figure out that I'm doing it wrong. And every time wondering how I'm going to do it right the next time. And starting and stopping and quitting and realizing through all this frustration, that's exactly like what you're doing with your life financially. You start and stop 1,000 projects. You don't know which one's going to work or which one's to work. It hasn't worked. And it's sad that you wake up 3, 4, 5 years, 10, 20, 30 years later and figure out it still hasn't worked. It's not getting done. It's not coming to completion. So in the story I was talking about, I paid this guy, you know, to do this, build this track for me. And I said, look, I've changed my mind. I want to be honest with you. You know, charge me for whatever I've used. But if it's going to take 4 months to plan this thing, and I don't even have the beginning answers to the questions that you have, I realized a couple of things. One, I realized that I don't want somebody else to build it. I'd rather build it myself because I was out there looking at it and trying to design in my brain what I wanted there. I realized that the design of life is the life. The design of the railroad is the whole railroad. It's the fun of designing it. And then I realized that the way the construction I used is all wrong. So I have to take everything apart that I've already done. I got to start all over anyway. So it really doesn't mean like I'm losing any time with you at all. So I'm just going to take it apart and do it right this time. Now that I know all the different things that I've done wrong, and I listed out about 6 things that I did wrong. It's interesting when they wrote me back to it. That's exactly the 6 things we were going to tell you you need to change. And it's funny. It was just because I just taking the time to do a little bit of thought and research on it and see what the difference was, what I was doing wrong before just barreling into it head on like people do when they go out and buy a rent house and don't have any idea what they're doing. They buy the wrong kind of rent house. They put the wrong kind of tenant in it. They do the wrong kind of make ready with it. They don't know how to lease it, and they just fail. And then they give up because if I failed at a rent house and I've got to be a failure at everything else I'm going to try to do to make money, and so they just quit. And so I just quit. But then I got back to this guy and said, look, here's what I want to do. I can see now that I need a consultant. What I need is somebody to take me by the hand every inch of the way to do this thing. And I don't want you to do it for me. I want you to do what I do with people. I help people become millionaires by walking them through the process. I want you to walk me through the process. I want to pay you for your time to consult me. And the guy, you know, I thought he was going to say no. He says, and I've never thought of that before. That's a pretty good idea, you know. And all these years he's been doing this, he's the number one guy in the country. He's never consulted anybody. People would ask him questions. He'd just give them free answers just because he was a nice guy. But he made all of his money by getting one person to buy in to letting him build something for him. And they build big, elaborate layouts, right? Take him a year to do one, so you only needed one customer a year to say yes. And then everybody else was just asking questions, was just building clientele base. But he never used it. Now I'm showing the guy how he can create a whole other form of income by consulting and helping people get these things done right. And so he agreed to do this, and I set it up to where we'd have little 30-minute intervals that we'd get together. And I went back, and I started reading some other design magazines, and I picked up on something in one of the magazines that really made sense to me. He said that what a railroad layout is, it is a series of dioramas along a track. And what a diorama is, it's a little scene. It's a little miniature scene that you build, you model it, and you build the structures, the buildings, and you have all these little people and things that go in and animals. And each scene is a diorama of some place that you want to go or you want to see. And so I went out to my garage and I took all my stuff off the track. I pulled all my equipment out that I was going to put on my track, all my different buildings and stuff. And I started rearranging it around the track. And I started seeing some of the stuff I don't even want. It doesn't fit. There is no theme to this thing. And then I realized there can't be a theme to the entire thing like they're telling you if you want what I want, which is to model a bunch of different stuff. So I started realizing that I was going to have these little local dioramas of different things. I started deciding what I wanted in my life or on my train. And I came up with these little scenes, and then I figured out something even more interesting. There's only room for three or four big scenes on a train track. You can have a bunch of little dioramas, but not that many big ones. And then it hit me, man. It was the Big Rocks theory all over again. It was paralleling life all over again, redemonstrating exactly what I already knew. You got to get the big rocks in first before the pebbles and the sand and all the other stuff. I have been going at this thing backwards from the very beginning. And so have most of you when you look at your finances. When we come back, let's start working on a solution so that you too can be rich. We'll be right back with Lifestyles Unlimited, Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited, Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about having a life plan, and I'm paralleling it along with the frustration I'm going through personally with trying to develop a railroad layout for myself. And I've just brought up the point that what I found to be true is that what a railroad layout really is, it's a series of dioramas, a series of scenes that you go around the track and you see. And then I realized that these dioramas, although you can have many of them on a track or on your layout, you can only have a few big, large ones, main scenes. And I came to this realization when I went out there and I started just putting this stuff out on the table and seeing how much area these things actually would take to model something that I wanted to model. Then I started thinking about, well, you know what, that's just like life. That's the big rocks theory all over again. You got to get the big rocks into the jar first. So then I started thinking, maybe there's more of a parallel here than even that. And that is, your life is a series. Your whole life is a series of scenes. And you just live life from one scene to the next. So you've got to decide, what scenes do you want? But first of all, when you're designing your life, figure out, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? I want to be J.J. Watt. That came to me today doing this show. If there was anybody I would model my life after, I would have modeled my life after J.J. Watt. What an amazing fellow. Interesting guy. Where do you want to live? I picked Houston. Other people pick other places, but at least I picked some place that was very successful for me. What do you want to look like? I want to look like an athlete. I want to look in shape. I want to look clean cut. I want to look like the best I can possibly be. Now, why do some people want to look the worst they can possibly look? Some people get fat on purpose. Some people don't care and just get fat for no purpose. Some people are tattooed all over their body and pierced all over their body, and they wear weird color hair. Why do people, you take a person that would do the most they could possibly do to look good. I would. I try to make myself as acceptable as possible for someone that was not born with the wealth of looks. but I try to look as good as I can. But why do people make themselves look bad? Who do you want to look like? What do you want to be like? I mean, I heard a comedian the other day who said one of the biggest problems people have with Johnny Depp that it takes him 2 or 3 hours to get ready to go out because he has to put on all the makeup and all the eyeliner and all the wear all the scarves and all the fancy belts and leather jackets. And I've never even thought about it until the comedian brought it up. But that dude, and he goes, the guy's 48 years old. He still dresses like he's 21 Jump Street. He said, I think there's an age limit to being cool. Well, there isn't an age limit to being cool, but there's an age limit to trying to look like a kid and be cool, right? And so have you changed your look since you were 30 years old? Now that you're 40 or 50 or 60, what is your look? How much money do you want? Have you ever sat down and thought about how much money is enough? Enough money so that you would be willing to give up working? I had a lady on the show yesterday, and I said, you know, I'm going to a party tonight with 50 people that are all millionaires. When you first came here, you were very skeptical that any of this would work. I said, now that you've been around a while, you've done some of this, you've done two or three apartment complexes, do you actually now believe someday you're going to be a millionaire? And she goes, Dell, I figured it out the other day doing my financial statement. I am a millionaire. And from a person who didn't believe any of this was going to work, she was a total skeptic, to now she's a millionaire. So I asked her husband, I said, well, what about you? When are you going to quit your job, or do you just like to work? And he didn't have an answer. He really didn't have an answer. And the real thing you got to see here is, if I take a person, I say, look, you make $100,000 a year, but you only take home $60,000 a year after income taxes, Social Security, Medicare taxes, state income tax, and your 401k contribution. You're taking home $60,000 a year. And I say to you, if I could give you $60,000 a year of passive income, tax-free, to where you got to keep it all, would you let your job go? And they can't answer the question. No, I need to make more than $60,000. Dude, you're making $60,000 now. Do you, any of you out there, actually know what you're living on? What you actually make after taxes? You've never really sat down and thought about what the number would be to get you out of your work. But that's what has to be done before you start the layout. You got to know where you're going. You got to know what you want to have on it. When we come back, let's talk about who you're going to share it with. Take a short break. Be right back. Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the last segment of Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we've been talking about planning your life. And really what it comes down to is that through my experience of seeing how unplanned my project of building a model railroad was, that I figured out that most people's whole lives are unplanned, especially financially, because as my consultant consults me on putting together a railroad, model railroad, I'm realizing it's exactly the same thing, same problems that people have when they come to me. First of all, they have no idea. They have no idea who they want to be, you know, what they want their life to look like, where they want to live, what their dream life is. You know, they have no idea of what level of fitness is worth going after. They have no idea of what level of finances and wealth is worth going after. They don't even know who to live with. I mean, life is like, who did you end up with? I know many, many people are miserable. They're very unhappy, either being alone or married. You could be miserable either way. Either you don't have anybody in your life and you're miserable because of that, or you have the wrong people in your life, you're miserable because of that. So what choices have you ever sat down and made for yourself? And I envision this diorama of my life, and I think, okay, what are some of the things I really like? Well, I really like being fit. That's something I can picture that. And then I can feel the enjoyment of knowing when I take off my shirt to go swimming or whatever, that people are going, whoa, man, that guy's well built for an old dude. You know, that's a cool thing to me. It feels good. It felt good to me when I was a bodybuilder, when I was really well built. But, you know, working out in the gym. But it's the rush you get from this diorama of your life, this rush from being, I think about things like when I knew that I had all the money in the world, that I didn't need any more money, and that I could quit working right now for the rest of my life and not need any money and still have enough money to give it away to my friends and family. I remember when I used to hate Christmas, and I hated myself for this, but I hated fearing that I wouldn't have enough money to give the gifts to everybody. When everybody was demanding it's time to give gifts, I never had any money to give gifts. That made me feel terrible. Now, I love Christmas because I see myself as, you know, Saint Nick giving stuff to people. I like what I see now, right? But I had to work to change that. I liked when I go to Cabo, every time I go there. I like being there. I like skiing every time I go to the crisp, cold air. Mountain air, go skiing. I like being there. I could go back once a year to each of those things and just enjoy it. So in other words, what things in your life give you great joy? Do you love having your grandkids over for that 1 week of the year? Going to see your family for holidays? Do you like traveling? What is it that gives you the greatest joy in life? That's what I want to know. What gives you the greatest joy in life? Now, we've got someone calling in here. We've only got about a minute to 30 seconds left, so we'll give a quick answer. Dennis, how can we help you today, buddy?
Yes, I'm a novice in real estate. I don't have a clue about what I'm doing or anything. I just wanted to know exactly how do I get started. I was listening to a few podcasts from a friend of mine who actually – I don't know if he joined or what, but somehow he's listening to your podcast and everything. And I happened to listen to a few of them that he downloaded and everything. I'm extremely interested. I want to get started right away because I'm in dire straits with my financial situation here.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Go to our website, LUINC.com. That's LUI, which is Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, LUINC.com. And there's a free program there, and also the way to contact us. Take the free program, start studying that, contact us, and we'll get you into a free workshop somewhere.
Okay, great.
Let's start with free, Dennis, and if you like it, you'll pick it up very quickly.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
All right, no problem. Have a good day. That's Dennis from Pennsylvania, guys. Hey, we're all over the country now. That's what I'm loving about this thing. That's the next thing I see in my life. I see being able to go anywhere in this country and know that I'm helping people help themselves. That's another diorama. That's, you know, you got to figure out what it is in your life you want, guys. Figure it out. Then we can plan it. Then we can get out the software and draw it up for you. And then we can start construction. Too many times in life, we start construction before we even have a plan. And many times we have a plan before we even know what it is we want the result to be. That's what I learned by this painful excursion of trying to build a railroad. I started without knowing what I wanted. And I started building before I knew what I wanted. I started building before I had a complete plan. And when I started trying to put a plan together, I was putting a plan together without knowing the result. I was doing it exactly backwards of what should have been. So for you guys, let's go ahead and get out there. Let's start working on the desires of what you want, putting the dioramas together what you want, and then we'll get with you and create a plan. Have a wonderful day, and remember, we're not doing this for some money. It's for the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.